The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings for the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And for this particular program, we're going to start off with an event coming up very, very soon. The IBMA 2017 World of Bluegrass Festival, which is the last week of September. This is the biggest event of the year in the world of bluegrass. There's a business conference at the Raleigh Convention Center. The Bluegrass Music Awards Show is Thursday, September 28th at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts Memorial Hall. The 28th Annual IBMA Awards Show will be hosted by Bella Fleck and Abigail Washburn, acclaimed artists in their respective careers and Grammy winners in their duo work. The theme for this award show is the Bluegrass Songbook. Then there's the Ramble. The Bluegrass Ramble is IBMA's innovative showcase series in club venues in downtown Raleigh. With over 200 showcase performances, the Ramble is the premier platform for introducing talent and new material to the bluegrass community. Venues include the Lincoln Theater, the Poorhouse, King's, Architect Bar, Vintage Church, and the Raleigh Convention Center. Then, of course, there's the Wide Open Bluegrass. It also features Wide Open Main Stage, which used to be known as FanFest. And Steve Martin will once again join the Steep Canyon Rangers on stage at the IBMA Wide Open Bluegrass Festival. The actor and musician was given the prestigious IBMA's Distinguished Achievement Award in 2015. Martin has been playing banjo since he was a teen and has often incorporated it into his comedy performances. Martin, who has toured with Steep Canyon Rangers and Edie Brickell, has won 5 Grammy Awards and 3 IBMA Awards. IBMA's lineup for its main stage at Red Hat Amphitheater also includes Jerry Douglas and Sam Bush, a tribute to the Country Gentleman featuring John Randall, Mark Schatz, and Charlie Cushman, Bella Fleck with Abigail Washburn, and Hot Rise. Other main stage performers include the infamous String Dusters Wide Open Jam, the Travelin' McCoorys, Balsam Range, Lonesome River Band, and Sierra Hall. Let's take a look at the 3 amphitheaters in the area. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. And they've got a new addition. We'll get to that Sunday, August 6th. Foreigner, Cheap Trick, and Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Experience. Saturday, August 12th, Hank Williams Jr., Leonard Skinner, and Aaron Lewis. Wednesday, August 16th, John Mayer. Saturday, August 19th, it's Luke Bryan and Brett Eldredge. Tuesday, August 22nd, Counting Crows and Matchbox 20. Friday, September 1st, Green Day and Catfish and the Bottlemen. Friday, September 8th, Jason Aldean, Chris Young, and Kane Brown. Saturday, September 23rd, Brantley Gilbert, Tyler Farr, and Luke Combs. And the new addition to the lineup, Friday, September 29th, Jack Johnson. And then on Friday, October 6th, it is the Zach Brown Band. Okay, Red Hat Amphitheater. This, of course, on South McDowell Street in Raleigh. The number 919-996-8800. Friday, August 2nd, CMT's Nashville in Concert. Thursday, August 3rd, Government Mule along with Galactic. Saturday, August 5th, it's Blondie along with Garbage. Thursday, August 10th, Mary J. Blige with Layla Hathaway. Friday, August 11th, Humphreys McGee with Aquaeus. Wednesday, August 23rd, Goo Goo Dolls and Philip Phillips. Wednesday, September 20th, Lauryn Hill along with NAS. Friday and Saturday, September 29 and 30, of course, the IBMA Wide Open Bluegrass events. Monday, October 2nd, the Head in the Heart with special guest, The Shelters. And then there's Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary on Regency Parkway. Saturday, August 12th, Eddie Money, Rock Your World Tour. September 7th through the 10th, Theater Raleigh presents Rock of Ages, which is 80s music. Friday, September 15th, Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Love and Comedy Tour. Saturday, September 16th, Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy. Tuesday, September 19th, Two Cellos, The Score Tour. Saturday, September 23rd, 4th Annual Dragon Boat Festival. Sunday, September 24th, an evening with Allison Krauss and David Gray. Friday and Saturday, October 6 and 7 at Cocobooth, Triangle Oktoberfest. Saturday, October 21st, it's the Carolina Uprising with Charlie Daniels, Marshall Tucker, The Outlaws, Pure Prairie League, Poco, Scooter Brown Band, and Super Grit Cowboy Band. Sunday, October 22nd, Chris Tomlin, Good Good Father Tour. And there are two more movies being shown this season at Booth Amphitheater. Friday, August 4th, Finding Dory. And Thursday, August 10th, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Moving to downtown Raleigh, the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The phone number there, 919-996-8700. All right, coming up Saturday, August 5th, the 10th Annual Carolina Music Awards. Of course, the focus of this event is to recognize Carolina artists in rock, hip-hop, youth, bluegrass, Americana, country, and R&B. Darius Rucker is now among the supporters of this project, along with the legendary co-founders Roberta Flack and Randy Travis. The program is focused on one singular objective, the development of the music industry in the Carolinas while encouraging growth in our music, both present and future. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. August 15th through the 20th, it's the Secret Garden Theater Raleigh. This enchanting classic of children's literature is reimagined in brilliant musical style. Orphaned in India, 11-year-old Mary Lennox returns to Yorkshire to live with her embittered, reclusive uncle, Archibald, and his invalid son, Colin. The estate's many wonders include a magic garden which beckons the children with haunting melodies, and the dreamer's spirit from Mary's past to guide her through her new life, dramatizing the Secret Garden's compelling tale of forgiveness and renewal. Friday and Saturday, August 25 and 26, Decades Rewind. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Program starts at 7:30 both nights. September 14th through October 1st, it's the Ugly Duckling, Carolina Ballet. If you loved Carolina Ballet's The Little Mermaid last season, you are sure to be entranced by The Ugly Duckling. Both of Hans Christian Andersen's beloved fairy tales were choreographed by Lynn Taylor Corbett, Carolina Ballet's renowned guest choreographer. It tells the tale of an ugly little duckling's adventures, misfortunes, and ultimate transformation into a beautiful swan. This classic fable will warm the hearts of the entire family. It's held at Fletcher Opera Theater. Again, that's The Ugly Duckling, September 14th through October 1st, Carolina Ballet. Friday and Saturday, September 15th and 16th, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, in concert featuring the North Carolina Symphony, Memorial Auditorium, 7:30 both nights. Monday, September 18th, Boz Skaggs. Fans who have followed Skaggs' remarkable career dating back to the late 60s with the Steve Miller Band, his solo triumphs with such classic albums as Silk Degrees and Middleman, and the splendid assurance of late-period high points like Some Change and Dig, will instantly recognize Skaggs' characteristically deft touch as a singer. Boz says, "I'm at a point where I'm having a lot of fun with music more than ever." Concert starts at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, September 22nd and 23rd, an evening of Rachmaninoff, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock performances both nights. Friday, September 22nd, Hank, Patty, and the Current. This is Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. Thursday, September 28th, IBMA Music Awards, Memorial Auditorium at 7:30. Friday, September 29th, Jesse Cook, Canadian guitarist, composer, and producer. Cook has traveled the world exploring musical traditions that he has blended into his style of playing. He was a classical guitarist as a child, then studied flamenco, then jazz, and has developed a unique style based around the three musical and guitar traditions in his background. It's at Fletcher Opera Theater, 8 o'clock. Friday, October 6th, Northern Lights, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. The heart of this evening of Finnish masterpieces is Sibelius's breathtakingly beautiful Symphony No. 2, which he called a confession of the soul. Plus, for the first time in its history, North Carolina Symphony performs Sibelius's tone poem, Insaga, another intensely personal musical statement, of which the composer wrote, "In no other work have I revealed myself so completely." Northern Lights is at Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock performance, Friday, October 6th. October 12th through the 19th, it is Sleepy Hollow, Carolina Ballet, an evening of haunted stories to the stage just in time for Halloween. This collection of the macabre, including The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, will bring just the right amount of fright to an evening of tales from the Bewitched and beyond, Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, October 13 and 14, Classic Pops, North Carolina Symphony Pops Series. Grant Llewellyn creates a concert that unfolds the timeless appeal of light classical gems and feel-good pops arrangements in the style of the acclaimed Boston Pops. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Concerts start at 8 o'clock both evenings. Monday, October 16th, it's Junie B. Jones, Classic Productions for Students. Hooray, hooray, a musical, and it's all about me, Junie B. Jones. It's the bestest musical ever. It's got loads of funny songs, and it's based on a bunch of books this lady, Barbara Park, wrote about me and the things I do, Junie B. First grader at last, Junie B., boss of lunch, and Junie B. one-man band. Whew. I'm glad I can write everything down in my top-secret personal beeswax journal. And you know what? I think I might like first grade after all. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall, performances 9:45 and 11:45 a.m., Junie B. Jones, Monday, October 16th. Then Friday and Saturday, October 20th and 21st, Beethoven and Mendelssohn, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. Join us for violinist Benjamin Bielman's spellbinding interpretation of the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto. The serene spirit of Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony evokes everything from a country landscape to bird calls. May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Okay, we're going to switch to the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Tickets are available through the following outlets: DPACNC.com, DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. All right, coming up August 1st through the 6th at DPAC, Motown the Musical. It began as one man's story, became everyone's music, and is now Broadway's musical. Motown the Musical is the true American dream story of Motown founder Berry Gordy's journey from featherweight boxer to the heavyweight music mogul who launched the careers of Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, Smokey Robinson, and many more. Motown shattered barriers, shaped our lives, and made us all move to the same beat. Friday, September 22nd at DPAC, D.L. Hughley, one of the most popular and highly recognized stand-up comedians on the road today. Hughley can currently be heard nationwide as host of his own afternoon radio show, The D.L. Hughley Show, which is nationally syndicated in over 60 cities across the country, including the number one radio market, New York. He has also recently released his second book, Black Man, White House, an oral history of the Obama years, described as a satirical retrospective of Obama's years in the Oval Office. Saturday, September 23rd, Pink Floyd Laser Spectacular. September 26th through October 1st, it's Circus 1903. The golden age of circus comes alive. Sensational puppetry puts elephants back in the ring as never seen before, along with a huge cast of the most unique, amazing, and dangerous circus acts from all four corners of the world. From strongmen to contortionists, acrobats to musicians, knife throwers, high wire, and much more. Wednesday, October 4th at DPAC, Tajmo, the Taj Mahal and Keb Mo Band. Blues titans Taj Mahal and Keb Mo share the stage with their band for an exciting night of music, performing songs from their collaborative album Tajmo. The 11-song set includes covers of John Mayer and The Who, as well as six original songs. Then Thursday, October 5th at DPAC, The Price is Right Live. It's an interactive stage show that gives eligible individuals the chance to come on down. Prizes may include appliances, vacations, and possibly a new car. Want to play? There's no purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the United States and Canada, excluding Puerto Rico and Quebec. 18 years or older, ticket purchase will not increase your chance of being selected to play. To register for a chance to be a contestant in the Price is Right Live, visit registration area at or near the ticket center at DPAC 3 hours prior to showtime. That's Thursday, October 5th. Then Tuesday, October 10th, Peppa Pig's Surprise. In Peppa Pig's Surprise, it's a lovely day and Peppa is playing outside with her friends. Mummy Pig and Daddy Pig have got a surprise for her and her younger brother, George, but no matter how hard they try, they cannot guess what it is. Audiences will enjoy interactive fun, games, and, of course, many surprises. Friday, October 13th, it is Rodney Carrington, a multi-talented comedian, actor, singer, and writer. He's been making audiences laugh for almost 20 years with his unique brand of stand-up comedy. This is for mature audiences. Us older folks, I guess. Saturday, October 14th, another mature audience's performance, this one from Jim Jeffries, the Unusual Punishment Tour. Jeffries has firmly established himself as one of the most popular and respected comedians of his generation, with a controversial and belief-challenging stand-up style that continues to surprise and entertain audiences across the globe. Jeffries burst onto the scene in the United States after his popular debut HBO special, I Swear to God. Again, Jim Jeffries, Saturday, October 14th, and this is for mature audiences. Then, Sunday, October 15th, Sip and Savor at DPAC, a wine and food experience. Promoters say their vision is to create an approachable event with educational components and to highlight North Carolina's finest restaurants and culinary talents by pairing them with wine from all over the globe. This event will also serve as an opportunity to raise funds and awareness for local charities and missions. And we do not want to forget the Broadway hit and national phenomenon Hamilton is headed to Durham next year. The national tour of the popular musical will be part of DPAC's 2018-2019 SunTrust Broadway season. The official show dates have not been announced, but the production will play DPAC in 2018. Of course, Hamilton tells the story of Alexander Hamilton, an orphan immigrant from the West Indies who became one of America's founding fathers. The show's music is a mix of hip-hop, jazz, R&B, and rap, and the cast is predominantly African-American and Latino actors. The book, music, and lyrics were written by Lin-Manuel Miranda and based on Ron Chernow's biography, Founding Father Alexander Hamilton. Again, Hamilton will be in Durham next year at DPAC, part of the 2018-2019 SunTrust Broadway season. All right, audio described performances. We have two on the list. Saturday, August 5th, Motown the Musical at DPAC at 8 o'clock. And then Friday, August 18th, at the North Carolina Museum of Art at 8:30, it's Moonlight. Oscar's Best Picture depicts a rough Miami hood where Chiron struggles with his blossoming gay identity. During three chapters, Child, Teen, and Man, and played by three different actors, he learns how to survive his drug-addicted mother, his fraught schooling, and the challenge of defining masculinity in his community. Moonlight is both a disarmingly, at times almost unbearably, personal film and an urgent social document, a hard look at American reality and a poem written in light, music, and vivid human faces. That from the New York Times. Again, that's the audio described performance on Friday, August 18th. Durham Performing Arts Center, Carolina Ballet, and Theater Park have all committed to offer audio description for performance requested with a two-week advanced notice. Call the box office of the respective theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. All righty, Carolina Music Festival's coming up around North Carolina. First, let's take a look at the Durham Central Park Concert Series. Concerts are rain or shine, all ages, free and open to the public, Fridays from 6 to 8. And we have four shows remaining in the season. Grammy Award-winning Rebirth Brass Band. August 4th. August 11th, the Allen Boys, Sacred Steel Guitar, uplifts its listeners. As pedal steel guitarist Deshaun Hickman says, the music that we play makes you forget about everything that happens in the day and just have fun. August 18th, it's B. Steadwell, singer-songwriter. B. Steadwell is an innovative musician from Washington, D.C. And then August 25th, the Durham Central Park Concert Series final concert in the series, August 25th, Layla Noor and the Love Riot. A Durhamite by way of New York City, Layla is the best kind of trouble the South needs. Raised Sunni Muslim in the city, Noor knows very well the struggle of poverty, discrimination, and how to find resilience and celebration as part of that survival. Now, a couple of Carolina music festivals coming up now through August 11th, of course, the Brevard Summer Institute and Festival. Now through August 5th, an Appalachian Summer Festival in Boone. August 3 through 5, Mountain Dance and Folk Festival. This is in Asheville. Also August 3rd through the 5th, Pretty Fest Bluegrass Festival. That's in Franklinton. August 4 and 5, Reevestock Music Festival in Elkin. And the festival site is Elkin's Hidden Amphitheater and Liberty Reception Hall. Also August 4th and 5th, it's LEAF downtown Asheville at the Pack Square Park. August 10th through the 12th, Soulshine Farm Music Festival. This is in Green Mountain, and the festival site is Sunshine Organic Farm. August 11 and 12, Fines Creek Bluegrass Jam in Clyde. August 12th, Shagging at the Rock. This is in Blowing Rock. August 17th through the 19th, NC State Bluegrass Festival, and this is in Marion. Also August 17th through the 19th, The Big What? It's just what the way they put it. The Big What with a question mark. This is being held in Silk Hope. August 19th, Rockabilly Resurrection, and this is in Kannapolis at McCabe's Smokehouse. And finally, August 19 and 20, it's the River Valley Blues Festival, and that takes place in Asheville. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That website again, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time.